Hey there, welcome to the No Holds Barred podcast, your inspirational, in-your-face, and bullshit show where I motivate you to live the life that you deserve. My name is Eva, and thanks for joining me here tonight. You are probably wondering where the fuck has Eva been for like almost 2 weeks. I don't really have a good excuse as to why I haven't been podcasting. I have been really busy working on a new website that I've created. And I've just been so immersed in that and creating images. And I'm just so wrapped up and focused on that job that I've kind of neglected podcasting. So I'm sorry. And never mind all that. How about we just get on with tonight's topic and the show for tonight? I want to talk about something that happened to me the other day. One of my friends had a bonfire at his house, and there was probably about, there's about maybe 10 or 15 of us there. It was a really, really fun time. It was all, we were all close friends, and we've all been hanging around with each other for the length of time that we've all been down here in Guatemala. So, when people start drinking, sometimes people get a little mouthy, but for the most part, it's a happy crowd and it's a happy gang that that I hang with. So we had a bonfire, and I think a couple of people had probably had way too much to drink. And there was a couple of exchanges about the fire and stuff, and I had made a comment about something, and not really directing it to anybody in general, it was just a random comment. And one of my friends actually kind of got a little annoyed with me, and he yelled at me. And it took me back for like a split second, and I thought, fuck that. And I said to him, I said, don't you dare talk to me like that. I said, don't you raise your voice at me like that. I said, that's uncalled for. And a couple of my other friends were like, oh shit, Eva, whoa, don't put up, don't mess with her. And I'm like, no, he doesn't have the right to talk to me like that. And, I'm not at fault here. But, I think the reason why I'm telling you this in the first place is because stuff like that happens to us. I think it happens to us more often than not, where people just, they snap or they yell, and whether they mean to yell or not, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. But I think too often we just put up with it. We just put up and we shut up, or we put up and we just laugh it off, and they will continue this behavior. And I used to be like that. I used to be that, please don't yell at me, and all like a little mouse, and, kind of I'm a Libra, so I hate conflict, and I don't like to raise my voice at people, and I don't like fighting, and I don't like any of that. But I feel like in the last year or so, I've really kind of put on my big girl panties, and I thought, you know what? I'm not going to let people talk to me like that. And I think too many of us still do. I think too many of us just brush it under the rug, and we let people talk to us in disrespectful ways. And I just kind of want you I wanted to share the story with you guys, because it was easy for me to say, hey, you don't have the right to yell at me or talk to me like that, and just like, don't talk to me like that. I want you to do that. Like, I don't want you to put up with people who disrespect you or people who talk mean to you. You don't deserve to be talked mean to or talked down to or yelled at for something that you didn't do. You don't deserve that. That's disrespectful, and nobody has the right to disrespect you. I want you to, and you know what? And what happens with that as well, when you start using your voice and you start saying, no, you don't have the right to talk to me like that, that's disrespectful, and I don't deserve it. When you start using that voice, people are going to go, oh, she means business. She's not putting up with my shit anymore. And they actually might either back off or start to change and start to respect you a little bit more and start treating you better. I want you to start standing up for yourself, and I want you to start saying, no, you do not have the right to speak to me like that. Period. Just do that. Don't put up with that. It makes you feel like crap. Like when somebody yells at me or treats me bad or anything like that. I mean, you know, I've had a lifetime of abusive relationships. It makes you feel bad. It makes you feel really sad. It makes you feel worthless. Your self-confidence, self-esteem, respect, self-worth, your all of that, like they just go to hell. And you feel shitty. And you're not here to be feeling shitty. You're not here for a life of sadness or misery, and you're definitely not here for anybody to disrespect you or shit on you. I want you to start taking your power back, and I want you to find your voice and start saying, no, you don't have the right. You can't talk to me like that. Start doing that, because you don't deserve stuff like that. You don't deserve that. We all only deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and love. We deserve to we should be able to speak our truth, find our voice, embrace it, and speak it freely, clearly without hurting anybody, but showing people who you are and that you're not going to stand for and that you don't deserve anything less than respect and anything and stuff like that. So that's my message for you guys. And so anyway, in the aftermath of being yelled at, he got my message and he got the point and he kind of went, oh, okay, you know what? Well, I thought blah, blah, and he calmed the fuck down and, you know, everybody hugged and kissed and made up and it was all fine. Like, I mean, cause we're all friends. We can get past that. We can go, oh, that's right. You know, this is who she is. And I can't speak to her like that. And he'll know now to never speak to me like that again. Now I've laid the ground and the groundwork and he knows. See what happens when you speak your truth. You know, two things are going to happen. Either they're going to tell you to go fuck yourself, in which case walk away from that immediately and just leave that. Or two, they're going to respect you more. So the latter is always the better, really. That's my message for you guys tonight. Find your voice. Don't be a mouse. Stand your ground. Speak your truth. Don't put up with anybody's bullshit. I don't want you guys to do that anymore. That's not what you're here for. You don't deserve it, and that's not what you're here for. That's all I got for you guys tonight. I have something really exciting to share. I am actually going to have my first guest on this week. This is kind of a funny story. I want you to sit tight and listen to this funny story. He's actually he's in the UK, so he's actually 6 hours ahead of me. So in order for us to do the podcast where it's not too noisy here where I live, because I live in a construction, my apartment building is in a construction parking lot as well. So it gets really loud here during the day with trucks and all kinds of noises. So on my end, I actually have to do the podcast at like 5 o'clock in the morning, which is going to be kind of funny. I have to start the podcast here at 5 o'clock in the morning, which will be 11 o'clock in the morning his time. But anyway, his name is Stephen Webb, and he's been a very good friend of mine, online entrepreneur friend of mine, for probably 2 years now. And he also helps me with all my website stuff that I just can't do or can't figure out. I'll contact him. Anyway, we're going to share his story. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, just a sneak peek, so you can kind of get an idea of maybe what we're going to be talking about. He is, I think I want to say he's in his 40s. He was paralyzed at the age of 18. He had an accident. Him and a bunch of buddies were hanging out in a pool and they were jumping, and he jumped into the pool and broke his neck or his back. I'm going to let him explain that, but he's paralyzed. He's been paralyzed now for a little over 30 years, and we're going to listen to his story. But the key points in his story really is going to be about inner peace and peace of mind and how you can overcome any obstacle that life throws at you, just like he has. So that's my guest for this week. That podcast will be on Wednesday. Wednesday, the 31st, October 31st. So make sure you're around for that. Anyway, that's all I got for you guys tonight. Don't forget to check the links in the description box, Patreon, my website, medium.com, and all that good stuff. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.